Before Krishna, Part 2, The Story of Runti Dev. Shukadeva Goswami said, because Bharadvaj was delivered by the Marut demigods, he was known as Vitatha. The son of Vitatha was Manu, and from Manu came five sons, Brihakshatra, Jaya, Mahavirya, Nara, and Garga. Of these five, the one known as Nara had a son named Sankriti. O Maharaj Parikshit, descendant of Pandu, Sankriti had two sons named Guru and Runti Deva. Runti Deva is famous in both this world and the next, for he is glorified not only in human society, but also in the society of demigods. Runti Deva never endeavored to earn anything. He would enjoy whatever he got by the arrangement of providence, but when guests came, he would give them everything. Thus, Runti Deva underwent considerable suffering along with the members of his family. Indeed, he and his family members shivered for want of food and water, and yet Runti Deva always remained sober. Once, after fasting for 48 days, in the morning Runti Deva received some water and some foodstuffs made with milk and ghee. But when he and his family were about to eat, a Brahmana guest arrived. Because Runti Deva perceived the presence of the Supreme Godhead everywhere and in every living entity, Runti Deva received the guest with faith and respect, giving him a share of the food. The Brahmana guest ate his share and then went away. Thereafter, having divided the remaining food with his relatives, Runti Deva was just about to eat his own share when a Shudra guest arrived. Seeing the Shudra in relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, King Runti Deva gave him also a share of the food. When the Shudra went away, another guest arrived, surrounded by dogs. O King, I and my company of dogs are very hungry. Please give us something to eat. So with great respect, King Runti Deva offered the balance of the food to the dogs and to the master of the dogs who had come as his guests. The king offered them all respects and obeisances. Thereafter, only the drinking water remained, and there was only enough to satisfy one person. But when the king was just about to drink, a chandala appeared. O King, although I am low-born, kindly give me some drinking water. Aggrieved at hearing the pitiable words of the poor fatigued chandala, Maharaj Runti Deva spoke the following nectarian words. I do not pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the eight perfections of mystic yoga. I do not pray for salvation from repeated birth and death. I want only to stay among all living entities and suffer all distresses on their behalf so that they may be freed from suffering. By offering my water to maintain the life of this poor chandala who is struggling to live, I have been freed from all hunger, thirst, fatigue, trembling of the body, moroseness, distress, lamentation, and delusion. Having thus spoken, King Runti Deva, although on the verge of death himself because of thirst, gave his own portion of water to the chandala without hesitation, for the king was naturally very kind and sober. demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who can satisfy all materially ambitious men by giving them the rewards they desire. They then manifested their own identities before King Runtideva, for it was they who had presented themselves as the Brahman, Shudra, Chandal, and so on. King Runtideva had no ambition to enjoy material benefits from the demigods. He offered them obeisances, but because he was factually attached to Lord Vishnu, or Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Runtideva fixed his mind at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. O Maharaj Parikshit, because King Runtideva was a pure devotee, always Krishna conscious, and free from all material desires, the Lord's illusory energy, Maya, could not exhibit herself before him. On the contrary, for King Runtideva, Maya entirely vanished, exactly like a dream. All those who followed the principles of King Runtideva were totally favored by his mercy and became pure devotees, attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. Thus, they all became the best of yogis. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.